You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Osiut, the Kineas Agav Karka, Ayain Simin Resh Beis, the Das Toisvus Bavakama, I think you'd Daf Yud Beis Omer Aleph, right? The Harosh, the Agav Karka, who rock the Rabban. So there's a machlokes rishonim whether kinyan agav karka is a kinyan daraisa or a kinyan derabana. Now here, this is shitas taitzvus and shitas rush. It's midderabana. I'll tell you, I think there may be a taitzvus and ramban l'shitasa, because we had over the last few weeks a question of, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is there a, who says Dvar Torah Ma'oitz Kanais? The question is, how are you Kaina or Matana? So Taisvis in Avodah Zorah Ayin Aleph says, like many Rishonim, Rabbi Yochanan does not reject Mashiach. But in a case where there is no kesef, i.e. matana, Taisvus and Avodah Zarah says Rabbi Yochanan would concede to Mashiach. The Ramban in the Shita Megubetzes and Bab Metzia that the Minchas Chinuch brought last week says the Ramban disagrees. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the only way to be kaina a matana de'oraisa is with chotzer, agav karka, or what was the chalipin? So you see, the Ramban clearly holds agav karka is d'oraisa. So therefore, it seems to be a Ramban in Tosfos l'shitasa. Tosfos who holds that agav karka is d'rabbanan feels that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you cannot avail yourself of agav karka to give a matana. Therefore, Taisvus says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Mashiach works midoraisa where there's no kesef. The Ramban, who feels that Rabbi Yochanan rejects Mashiach bedoraisa, says that the kinyan that's left, one of the few kinyanim left for Rabbi Yochanan, is agav karka midoraisa. So you see, you have machlokes Taisvus and the Rosh on one side, and the Ramban on the other, whether kinyan agav karka is d'oraisa. But the Gemara in Kedushin Chaf Vav Amud Aleph brings a pasuk, and it says, Manalan, how do I know that nechasim, and the way that the Mishnah on Kedushin Chaf Vav Amud Aleph and the Gemara in Kedushin Chaf Vav articulates or verbalizes agav karka is nechasim she'ein lahem achrayis, Metaltalin, Nikdim im Nechasim, Sheyesh Lahem Achrayis. And the Gemara says, Manalan, the Gemara says, Chizkiya Amar, Shinemar. It says in Divrei Yomim, Vayitain Lahem Avihem Matanais, and Yehoshaphat, who was a Melech Yehuda, gave his children Matanos im Orim Betsuros. He gave his children movable objects as presents together with the fortified cities. So the Gemara learns from that pasuk, kinyan agav karka. So what do you do with the pasuk? So Taisvus in the Rosh say, don't worry. Ukra deviyitain lahem avihem matanos im arim betsuros hu rak asmachte. It's only an asmachte. And the Ktsois HaChoshen Hiksha Alzeh Umevi B'Shem Nemuke Yosef. It's interesting. He brings this in the name of the Nemuke Yosef and not the Ramban like I thought. But he says the Nemuke Yosef Shita is Dezeh Min HaTorah, that the Kinyan Agav Karka is Midorais. I didn't see the Nemuke Yosef or the Ktsois inside, so I'm not sure if the Nemuke Yosef or the Ktsois is going on that same point that the Ramban goes, where the Ramban needs agav karka midaraisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan, to transfer a matana. But nevertheless, it's a machlokes rishonim whether kinyan agav karka is daraisa or derabban. Now, what motivates Tosfos to take a pasuk and all of a sudden say it's a cross machta ba'alma? It's the sugi in Bava Kama, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. There's an interesting sugi in Bava Kama, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, and it wants to know, has a question. Hilchos Gaivin min ha'avadim or Eino Gova min ha'avadim? The halacha is that if I lend somebody money and that person passes away, I can only collect from his yesomim if she Buddha Doraisa. The only way to collect from an estate is through Shibud Nechasa. The person is no longer alive. He's no longer alive there. I no longer am a Baal Chov to any individual. Therefore, the only way I can collect from his Nechasim is vis-a-vis Shibud Nechasim. So if I help Shibud Doraisa, I can be Gaiva from the Karka. The Gemara wants to know, what if I have avadim? Hilchos gaiva min ha'avadim or eino gova min ha'avadim? So the Gemara says, the man diamar who says hilchos eino gova min ha'avadim is based on a b'risa, the Gemara Yud Beis Amud Aleph says. What does the b'risa say? Ein koisvin pruzbol al ha'avadim. The halacha is in Masechah Shviyas that I can only write a pruzbol on somebody to go ahead and to make a claim to him after Shemitah passes, only if that person has karka. Because you need smichas das. There has to be something for me to be samich das on, so the person needs karka. Let's say the person only has an evid, but doesn't have karka. So the Braisa says, Ein koisvin pruzbol al havadim. And it also says, Nechostim she'ein lahem achrayis, metaltalin is eino nikne im havadim. It says similarly that if I want to go ahead and purchase metaltalin, if I purchase an eved, the metaltalin does not come agav the eved. So therefore, the Gemara seems to say that from here, avadim lav kimer karkoi dami. The Gemara says avadim are not like karka, and just like I can't write a pruzbol on an eved, and I can't be koina metaltalin agav an eved, so too hichosa ein goivin min avadim. Tosfos is bothered. Tosfos on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, I think Divrei Maschil Ona, if I'm not mistaken, says, I don't get it. Throughout Shas, we say, Avadim Hukshu L'Karkois. There's a klal gadol throughout Shas that Avadim are like Karka. For instance, Maida B'Miktsas. There's no Maida B'Miktsas or Shvua on Avadim because Einish Barn Al Karkois. Right? So whenever there's a halach of karka, like you don't pay kefel on karka, and karka ain't an exeles, so too by an evid there's no kefel, and kefel, just like einish barn al karkos, einish barn al avadim. Because the Gemara at the beginning of Meruba, Samach Beis, and all over, says avadim hukshu l'karkos. So Tosfos is bothered. How could the Gemara come to the conclusion, no pruzbol on an eved, and you're not nikna agav karka, metaltalin agav an eved, and hilchosa ein goivin min avadim, when at the end of the day, all these dinim doraisa of shvua and kefel and zela is avadim hukshu l'karkos. So Tosfos comes up with this idea. It must be that all these dinim are derabbanan, and only concerning dine deoraisa do we consider it to be avadim like karkais. cruise ball is an innovation of the Chachamim. Right? That's the Gemara in Gittin Lamed Vav. That really Midoraisa Shemitah is what cancels all debts. But Midorabanan, there's a Takanas Prusbol. That's the Rabbanan. Similarly, the Mandi Amr that this Gemara is going according to, Taisva says, must hold Shibud is not the Raisa, but rather Shibud the Rabbanan. That Shibud Nechasim is not a Din Doraisa, but Shibud Nechasim is only Shibud the Rabbanan. That's the Machlokes in the Gemara at the end of Baba Basra Kufayin Vav. Is Shibud Doraisa, Shibud the Rabbanan. Taisva says this Gemara must be going. And therefore, Taisus concludes the third category here, that Kinyan Agaf Karka does not work to be kind of Matatlin Gabe Avadim, must be because Kinyan Agaf Karka is the Rabbanan. So Taisus is motivated to say Kinyan Agaf Karka cannot be Doraisa, because otherwise he can't fit it into the general rule of why you don't have Kinyan Agav Karka Agav Avad. So I just want to point out that Kinyan Agav Karka, the Gemara says in Chavav Amar Aleph, has a question. Right after it brings this pasuk, Vayiten Lahem Matanosim Arei Betzurim, it wants to know, Tziburin Ba'inan o lo Ba'inan Tziburin. When I sell something Agav Karka, do I need the Metalkalin to be sitting on the Karka or not? Meaning the Gemara wants to know, if I have Karka B'makom Acher and Metalkalin B'makom Acher, can I sell them to you in a package deal and say that the metaltlin goes along with the karka, even though there's no physical relationship at all between the karka and the metaltlin? So I did not work this out. It was something that I couldn't fall asleep last night. I was thinking about whether this issue of if Doraisa Derabana and Taisvus's problem has to do with what type of agav karka are we talking about. Maybe if we're talking about certain type of agav karka, then I might need not that something has a din karka like Eved has, but it mamish has to be karka. It's very interesting that there's a Gemara, there's a Sugin Gittin, and the Sugin Gittin Lamed Ches discusses an Eved that runs away or is taken into captivity by the enemy. It says that if someone redeems the Eved, he may be able to keep it for himself because the original owner lost ownership of the Eved through Yeush. So what's interesting is you see that even though there is no Yeush by Karka, there is Yeush by an Eved. How could that be? Isn't an Eved like Karka? So evidently it must mean that an Eved has din Karka, but not that an Eved is mamish Karka. So therefore Yeush, which is dependent on, is Karka versus Baila Oimedes or not? There's no Yeush. But no one would say Eved Bereshus Baila Oimedes, right? Karka physically sits there, can't move. But an Eved is movable, literally. And even though Einish Bayin ala Avadim, and there's no Kefel and other halachas on the Eved, an Eved is not physically, it is physically movable. So maybe the Gemara could be answered not like Tosfos, that Kinyan Agav Karka is the Rabbanan, and therefore the Dinim of Ka'avda kemekarkoi don't apply. Rather, you have to look at the din and see if the din is like Yeush. It's dependent on actual mobility, or it's a din karka, like Shua and like Kefel.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.com.
Question?
Of course.
perhaps it's not totally in the din of karka, it's totally in the din of yiyush. What do I mean? We all agree that an otzitz nokuf is karka. There's no question about it. Now, what happens if somebody steals an otzitz nokuf? Is there yiyush on it or there's no yiyush on it? Could be, there is yiyush on it. Why? Because physically it could be moved. In other words,
that's the same swara, I think, no?
That's what I'm saying. So then
it's like the Gemara in Gittin, Chafalf and Beis, we learned that if you write a get, the halacha is ein kaisvin get b'machubar. But if I write a get on the otzitz nakov, Abaye says, kevan deshokle v'shade, since I pick it up and give it to her physically, it's not mechusur katsitsa. Therefore, even though ein kaisvin get b'machubar, an otzitz nakov, for sure you can be megarish and isha. Rava disagrees only because shema yikta. I might write it on the leaf, or I might write it on the actual tree and cut it. But be'ikar hadin, even though ain kaisvin get b'mechubar, I still can be megarish and isha. I think it's the same idea. That right. There's a din karka, which means that it has certain dinim. Like we learned, there's a din of what kinyanim work, correct? So yeah. Therefore, by otzitz nakov, there's a discussion whether it's meshicha, whether it's chazaka, etc. And there's a din of shvua, like we have on ein nishban al avadim. Those are dinei kark. So that's just the point that I want to raise in terms of kinyan agav kark. Is kinyan agav karka totally on the din karka, or is it totally on the status of karka becheskas balai medes? So maybe it's totally on which type of kinyan agav karka you use, whether it's the kinyan agav karka of tziburin or the other kinyan karka, the lo be'inin tziburin. And furthermore, through this distinction, you can give another answer to Tosfos and Bava Kama Yud Beis, why there is no kinyan agav karka by an eved. Tosfos has to resort to saying it's because that kinyan agav karka is only midrabanan. But I can still say it's doraisa, and an eved, I cannot be kinyan agav an eved, metatol. So if the eved is holding a pearl in his hand, by being kind of the Eved, I cannot be kind of the what? I cannot be kind of the pearl in his hand. Kinyan Agav Karka. Although you have to look at a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin, Chafala Famer Aleph, says, Rava says, that if I put a get in an Eved's hand and I sell the Eved to the Isha, she is Megureshes. And that's a form of Nesinas Haget. So you're going to have to work out how come I could give a get through selling the Eved, but I cannot go ahead and sell Metaltlin Agav and Eved.
Maybe there it's Chotzer.
When
the Eved has it in his hand, it's Chotzer.
Yeah, right. Lechari, you're going to have to make a chiluk like that. Or you're going to have to say
no,
something.
No, you have to say that the Eved was coined for her. After you give it over, that's a Yad Eved for Yad Baila. Yad Eved for Yad Baila.
Maybe, could be. I'm just saying you're going to have to work that out. But anyway, the Gemara on Bava Kami at Beis Manav says that I cannot be kind of metatlin agav and Eved. Okay, but nevertheless, Tyson's sheet is that's because Agav is midrabanan.
Someone has some phone on or some noise in the background. Can you get rid of it, please? Okay.
Okay, now we come into an interesting quandary because Vihine imhu min hatayra v'nilmad mikra. So the Minchas Chinuch is now getting into Can Kinyan Agav Karka work by a guy? Can it work by a guy? Why the Krav Ayitain be Yisrael Myri? Because the Pasuk by Yehoshaphat, who's a Melech Yehuda, is saying this Jewish king, Vayitain Lahem Matanosim Orim Betsuros. This is a Jew giving to a Jew. And the Minchas Chinuch's theory is based on a Mikneh that if the Pasuk is talking about Jews transacting, then you cannot apply it to a guy. V'tzarech ir. The imhu derabanan. However, if it's a kinyan derabanan, im chazal tiknu ba'akum kinyanim, the question is, do gayim midarabanan have these kinyanim? Ayein simin samach vav v'yesh l'chalik. In theory, I can make a chiluk. Whether ben Yisrael mi'akum, whether it's a Jew buying something from an akum agav karka, or whether it's a guy purchasing something agav karka mi Yisrael. Ayein. What simon is it? Ayein simon kuf chavav. Ach im hu min ha-toira, right? V'ha-kosov mairi b'Yisrael. But if you're going to say it's a kinyan doraisa based on the pasuk vayitem lahem, matanos m'arim b'tzura is correct, then he feels that the halacha would clearly be ein ba'akum kinyan zekla. There is no, this kinyan does not exist at all by what? By a guy because of the pasuk. Bitzad echad akum. As long as an akum is on either side of the transaction, the kinyan will not work. Ayein besugya hana. I went through the sugya of kinyan agav karka, and I didn't see anything clear about whether it's midoraisa, midorabanan, or by an akum. Unless he's referring to the sugya bava kama, where you've got the sheets of Tosfos in the rush, that agav karkas midorabanan. Now, you come into an interesting quandary. The quandary is the ktsais. The ktsais in simin kuf tzadi dalet, sif katan dalet, wants to know if I can use kinyan odisa for Mechiras Chametz, if you recall. And Rabbi Reisman told us Odisa is one of the kinyanim we use by Mechiras Chametz. So the Ktsais wants to know, L'chara Odisa is midarabanan. He wants to know, can I use a kinyan derabanan to effectuate or be involved in Isser Doraisa? So Taisvah says, so the Ktsais says, I'll bring you a raya from Kinyan Agav Karka. According to Taisvah, Kinyan Agav Karka is midrabanan, as we said. And there's a sugya in Bava Metzia, Mem Vava Mat Aleph, that says that there's a man, he has Meiser Sheni. And there's a perek in Meiser Sheni that says, Ketzad Ma'arimin Al Meiser Sheni. How do I, it literally says this. The Mishnah says, how do I trick the Torah out of paying a chaimish? Meaning if someone has a large amount of Meiser Sheni and he can't bring it all to Yerushalayim, correct? Like the Pasuk says, Beferish in the Torah, Im lo yuchol aseisai, then he could redeem it. He can take the value of the Meiser Sheni and exchange it for money. But he has to add a chaimish. So the guy has $100,000 of produce. Right, a chaimish is 20%. $20,000 is real money. So Kate said, my reman al meiser sheni, the Mishnah says, he sells it to a friend. He brings a friend over. and he says to the friend, you have a field, I have a field. Why don't you buy my Meiser Sheni? I'll buy your Meiser Sheni, and we'll exchange the fruit. Because it says that there's a chaimish mima'as roi. The chaimish is only if you redeem it. But if you sell it, there's no chaimish. The problem is, the Gemara says, there's a guy in a field and he doesn't have any money with him. And he needs to transfer money to his friend. Ein matbea nikne b'chalipin. So the Gemara says, let him go ahead and sell the money to his friend Agav Karka. And once the fellow is kinda the money Agav Karka, he could buy the Meiser Sheni from the other fellow. So the Ktzai says, you see, I can use Kinyan Agav Karka for Isurit and be paid the Meiser Sheni with Kinyan Agav Karka, which Tosfos says is Midrabanan. So the Ktzai says, according to Tosfos, I could use Kinyan Odisa and Kinyan Agav Karka that are Kinyanim Midrabanan for Mechiras Chametz. That's the Ktzai. But you come out with a very interesting, catch 22, or you come out with a very interesting problem according to the Minchas Chinuch. If Agav is Doraisa, then the Minchas Chinuch says it doesn't work, but start Echad from an Akum. Because the Pasuk is by Yisrael, Vayitan Lahem Matonos Bari Bitsuri. So if Agav is Doraisa, it won't work at all by Mechiras Chametz. And if it's Midrabanan, then you've got the problem of using a Kinyan Derabanan for Mechiras Chametz. But the Ksais is comfortable, even without saying Agav is Doraisa, that Agav and any Kinyan Derabanan can be used by Mechiras Chametz, based on the fact that Tosfos says Agav is the Rabbanan, and the Gemara uses it to be Paida Meiser Sheni. But this becomes an interesting case, that if Agav is a Kinyan Doraisa, it becomes worse for Mechiras Chametz. Because according to the Minchas Chinuch, if Agav is Doraisa, you don't have a Tzad Echad at all, and Akum cannot be involved at all. So it's actually better, according to the Minchas Chinuch, that Agav is the Rabbanan. Because then you could rely on the Ktzais and say that a Kinyan the Rabbanan could work by Isurin because it works by Meiser Sheni.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.